Hello, and welcome to The Eclectic Hour with your host, Craig Boyer. KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today, I'll be interviewing Bob Christensen and playing some of the fine music he's recorded. Today's show is all about the life and the music of this local talent, Bob Christensen. It's his story and his music that we'll be sharing with you today. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, and welcome to you. Good morning.
My first ask of you is, what has been your career path besides music?
Starting when?
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, if you start, I've done so many things. I've always been moved more by curiosity than anything else. I mean, I've worked a lot of jobs, and I'd say, this is okay, but when I've kind of learned what there was to learn there, and I'd look around and say, is this where I want to get old, and this are these the people I want to get old with?
Is that all there is?
Time to move on. So until I ended up in Reading as a vocational rehabilitation counselor for 13 years, and then went to state rehab as a contract employee doing job placement for disabled people for another 10. So that's where it ended up.
Social work. I can relate.
Yep.
Now, my second question is, when did you first take up the guitar, and how did that happen, and when did you begin to write your own songs?
Well, I probably wrote some songs early that, you know, I've never really viewed myself as a songwriter. I came into music late. I started playing guitar when I was 21. Got a cheap guitar with the strings about 9 feet off the fretboard, and then I got a nylon string Martin I sold to a lady who never paid me. And then I ended up with a big old Epiphone Texan, which I played for years and years and years, and now resides at my son's house in Chico.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want our listeners to hear as much of the music as we can, so we're going to be playing from three of your CDs. And the first song we'll be playing is one that you've written that I was quite moved by, and actually one of our other broadcasters pulled over to the side of the road and wept when he heard this particular song. We won't say his name, but anyway, it's very moving to me as well. And it's called "Living Rough in a Land of Plenty." And after we're done playing it, you can share about that song.
Okay.
Living Rough in a Land of Plenty.
It's me and my dog living in this truck. You get used to it after a while. You camp where you can and leave before dawn. I guess you could say it's become my style. The way it turned out, it ain't nobody's fault. I had a good beginning. Trouble is, I could never learn to read and write. I got some kind of learning disability. Now I'm living rough in a land of plenty. You know, it's tough being a kid and not able to do even close to what the others could do. When the hurt's real strong, sometimes you do things that aren't real good for you. I put up walls and I partied hard and I acted like I didn't care. Took years to find out that that's a road to nowhere. That's living rough in a land of plenty. I was blown away the day the towers went down, mad as hell and ready to fight. I went down to join the Marine Corps. I was already traveling light. They gave me some papers. I took them home and a friend helped me fill them out right. Took him back the next day ready to go. They said, whoa, boy, not quite. They sat me down and gave me some tests. I was hoping they wouldn't count for much. But then the letter came and it said, sorry, son, but you just ain't got the right stuff. Living rough in a land of plenty.
I thought he was sweet, so I took a chance. I really thought that we could make it. We both got jobs and we worked real hard and cuddled beneath our blankets. But he lost that job and then another after that. They told him, sorry, son, we like you, boy, but you gotta learn to read and write. The look on his face the day I left, I still see it clearly. It would be too hard living with him and trying to raise a family. Living rough in a land of plenty.
I went round and round with the booze and the drugs, and I spent some time in jail. That's all behind me now, but General Delivery is still where I get my mail. There was a time when I wanted more, it just didn't turn out so well. Now I work when I can, and the rest of the time I scrounge around for things to sell. Living rough in a land of plenty. Yeah, it's just me and my dog living in this truck. You get used to it after a while. Living rough in a land of plenty. You know it's tough. Living rough in a land of plenty.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, there's a lot more of that going on now as a result of the COVID-19. A lot of people that don't have jobs and so on. And so it's a tough time. Seems like it's always a tough time.
Yeah, it does.
But what would you like to say about that song?
Well, I had started recording this album, and I noticed that there were not a lot of uplifting bubblegum songs on it. So I needed a title, and I needed a title song. And I started thinking about a client I'd had in Red Bluff who was homeless and lived in his truck, who was one of the people I've ever... He had so much integrity. You know, he took care of himself. He was, you know, he was clean. His truck was clean. Everything about him was clean. And he always found something to do to work. And he was really an inspiration because he had so much integrity and took responsibility for his life, you know. He was learning disabled, and that was his response as a kid. And he got in trouble. You know, kids would drive by and throw rocks at him. And so he would find them later and give them a lesson, and he would go to jail. And he was fine with that. He would have his justice the only way he could get it. Mm. He was a wonderful guy, and probably still is.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he still is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, our next song is Minimum Wager, and that's quite a song, too. You know, we have people earning the minimum wage, and you can't rent a home, or you can't rent, certainly not a home, you can't even rent a studio apartment and still survive on that, on a minimum wage. And so it's a very true song. What else would you like to say about this song?
Well, you know, when Chuck McCabe died, I always said that if I ever played, I would play one of his songs whenever I played.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was an exceptional human being, mm-hmm. Chuck McCabe.
Yes, he was.
And this is a Chuck McCabe song.
Yeah.
Nothing else needs to be said.
Yeah, it says it all in the song. Minimum Wager. Here we go.
Was changing out of her fried chicken red, getting into her hamburger blue. The girl looking back from the mirror, was it anyone she thought she knew? She looked older and tired and just a little bit wild, drinking coffee just to get herself through. That long second shift she'd sure like to miss, but the baby needs new shoes. She's a minimum wager, just hanging on. A minimum wager. And she's standing on the bottom rung, where the days are long, the years fly by. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Oh, it's hard when
Everybody's got money but you. Well, there's an old man ringing the register, and he's thinking about 1943. The war was on, he was young and strong, he fought for democracy. Now they send for an aide and the cars are all made in the lands of his old enemies. Wrong or right, he's too old to fight, he feels like a refugee. Minimum wager, just hanging on. He's a minimum wager. He's got a grip on the bottom rung. So you eat your soup and you say amen. Try not to think how it's all going to end. Better off than your homeless friends, but you're only a paycheck away. The stock market's up, it's all over town. The buck has to stop somewhere, but if it leaves the top and it all trickles down, it don't hang around down here, where every penny earned is a dollar spent. And the rent, you know there's just enough for the government and a ticket in the lottery. Well, there's a bus rolling over the boulevard and it's picking up the fortunate few. Some will ride, but most will walk. It don't matter what you do. When you earn half as much, you know you work twice as hard. If you've been there, you'll know that it's true. Listen to the politicians talk. They say they're saving a seat for you. Hey, minimum wager. What if they're all wrong? Oh, minimum wager. Who's going to catch you if you fall? But if the food is fast and the restroom's clean, the cars get washed and the lawn stays green, it's the young, the old, the in-between, making it all.
Nothing's changed.
Not much.
Now we could use a little mercy now.
Yes, yes. Mary Gaucher, wonderful songwriter, great story. She just did a project where she talked to a bunch of wounded warriors from the Iraq-Afghanistan war, heard their stories, and worked with them to write songs about it, and then she recorded them.
Ah.
She's a wonderful person.
Well, it so happens that Bill Wentz, the CD that I gave to you,
yes.
He has a series of performers on there, and it doesn't show that I've got the original
right
at home. But she's one of them that is on that recording.
She deserves to be.
All right. We can use a little mercy now.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's try this one.
My father, he could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor, they fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over, that it won't be long, he won't be around. I love my father, he could use some mercy now. And my brother, he could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom, he's all caught up in his fears and his doubts. The pain that he lives in is almost more than living will allow. I love my brother, he could use some mercy now. My church and my country, they could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit that's going to take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. Well, I love my church and country, they could use some mercy now. Every living thing could use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace can stop this race towards another mushroom cloud. The people in power, they'll do anything just to keep their crown. I love life and life itself, could use some mercy now.
Bob Christensen is in studio, and we're sharing his music with our KKRN family, and next up is a song that he's written called Friends I've Never Met. Anything you'd like to say about this one?
Well, this was about the time, I guess Waylon Jennings died, and I just started thinking about people who were gone. We'll make this a quiz. You can figure out who's who. And then, Johnny Cash died, and I had to add another one. Then Ray Charles died, and I said, you got to stop somewhere, you know, because the greats just go on forever in all genres. So I kind of stopped there, but it's just how I was feeling. You know, these people have been important to me, these songwriters and singers and players have helped me keep my mind clear,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, friends I've never met.
He was out with the kickers and the pickers and the cowboy angel till he drifted away on a hickory wind. Oh, those sleepless nights with the radio on as my hours of darkness turned to dawn. My mind, but he sure could play. Had a frog for a friend and called him Jeremiah. Evangelina was his desert flower. Rainbow rock and a high mountain flyer, going to heaven in a flash of fire. My mind sure could play. These are friends I've never met, but I feel I know so well. Their music speaks to me, it's helped me on my trail. Friends I've never met, but I feel I know so well. Said he's the only daddy that walked the line. He was a bad outlaw, but of the musical kind. Just a few things made life worth living. Playing and singing about good-hearted women. My, my, but he sure could play. The man in black, he ain't come back, no, never. But the music he made's gonna be with us forever. You know that he and Jim are in a ring of fire. Now they're upstairs singing in the choir. My, my, but they sure could play. These are friends I've never met, but I feel I know so well. Their music speaks to me, it's held me on my trail. Friends I've never met, but I feel I know so well. These friends I've never met, they're with me walking. In quiet times I can hear them talking. Yes, the list could go on forever. I for one will always remember. My, my, how they all could play. These friends I've never met, but I feel I know so well. Their music speaks to me, it's helped me on my trail. Friends I've never met, but I feel I know so well.
Great song you wrote there.
Well, thank you. And some great work by my daughter-in-law singing, huh? Kelly Harnell.
Oh, yeah. She did the backup singing on Living Rough? Living Rough, okay.
All of it.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
That was her first shot. She was she stepped up to the plate and did a great job. Of course, my son's playing bass. Let me just throw that in there.
Yeah. Who was playing the harmonica?
Bob Littell.
We know who he is.
Yes, we do. Yeah, he's a great harmonica player.
Sierra Nevada Big Room.
Yes, absolutely.
In Sierra Nevada.
He started it.
And that's amazing. Yeah, he's brought a lot of good music to our region.
Yes, he has. He's retired now, so he took a time out.
Now, you're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. And we have in studio Bob Christensen. We want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. Now, if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. Now, there is another way you can help the KKRN cause, and that's by donating your car, your truck, your boat, your RV, or motorcycle to KKRN by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. And we thank you so very much. We're going to resume the music with a Willie song done by Bob, and it's called The Nightlife. And you know, with COVID-19, the nightlife has gone away, but it's one of these days, it'll come back, and it's a great song, The Nightlife.
When that evening sun goes down, you're gonna find me hanging round. You know the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's my life. There's so many people just like me. They're dreaming dreams, dreams of them all used to be. You know the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's my life. You just listen to the blues that's playing. Listen to what them old blues is saying. Well, mine, it's just another scene coming live. Broken dreams. You know the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's my life. You know the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's my life. You know the nightlife, it ain't no good life, it's just my life.
And Bob, you were a part of that nightlife for what? How many years, would you say?
Well, off and on for about 19. There was about 4 years on the road. If you get around to the Rear View album on this, that was done with my friend Mark Dodge. We were roommates for 4 years. We had a band called the Sleight of Hand Band. We traveled around the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, a lot of work in Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, Oregon, Washington. Ended up in Hawaii where the band broke up. So then I returned to California and started doing manual labor to dig myself out of the hole I was in.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to do the manual labor indefinitely. You got into the social work aspect of living, so I'm glad of that.
Well, me too.
I'll bet.
I've got a back to prove how grateful I am.
Oh, yes. So now the next song I've chosen, it's Not Time Now.
Yeah, this is an old, drawn a blank. I'll think of it. But anyway, it was a famous group in the 60s. It was more of a jug band. It'll come to me or it won't.
Okay. Good song. It's not time now. All right.
Tell you that it's fine, but it's not time now. I can't seem to get a word in edgewise anyhow. Though the words of life as they just don't mean a thing, in just a little while I could tell you everything. But we're taking sides in anger and we can't back down. We're fighting just to bring the other down. But if we're thinking stop it now, then the next time we'll know how. I'd like to break it to you gently, love. where we go wrong. When the rock begins to roll and we just tag along. And if at first we pick the loving things that we both lack, then before we can stop to think, we're into hurting back. And then an avalanche of answers must be found too fast, hasty made when we should build to last. Love what we like what we share. Correction comes with time to spare. We've taken sides in anger and we can't back down. We're fighting just to bring the other down. Love what we like what we share. Correction comes with time to spare.
Okay, Love and Spoonful, written by John Sebastian. It came to me.
Oh, good. And when that talked about loving in there, I thought, well, if you didn't get it beforehand, you get it now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, our next song is called Stumbling to Glory Land. Do you remember who wrote that one?
I don't. It was a band that I used to camp across from at Strawberry, and they were out of San Francisco, and... I bought their album, and this one stuck out. And this is all coming from Rearview, the last two songs. So that's Mark Dodge on Everything Else, and I'm playing acoustic guitar. He's quite a talent. It just struck me, and
I like
wanted
it a lot.
To do it. Yeah,
Stumbling to Glory Land.
It's another uplifting song.
Yeah, it's real life. Here we go, Stumbling to Glory Land.
Cheap wine for lunch. He cashed in his bottles and he prayed that the sun would come out long enough to warm his chili bones. It's plain to see that he's known better times. He'd give you a nickel if he only had a dime. He done give away most everything he owned. He's got 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the grave. He's halfway to heaven, hoping God still knows his name. Clinging to that spark Jesus found as a young man, and is stumbling to glory land. Yes, he's stumbling to glory. A time when he was young and strong. Back then he had a job, but it's been so long that he barely remembers it at all. Now he's picking up the pennies that other people drop, praying that someday he'll come out on top, and he's praying that his faith will carry him through. He's got 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the grave. He's halfway to heaven, hoping God still knows his name. Clinging to that spark of Jesus found as a young man, and he's stumbling to glory land. Stumbling to glory. Teach and I could learn about judging others by the money that they earn. Try to find the heart behind the style. And he's got 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the grave. And he's halfway to heaven, hoping God wants to lose his name. And he's clinging to that spark of Jesus found as a young man, as he stumbled into glory land. And he's got one foot in the gutter, one foot in the grave. He's halfway to heaven, hoping God still knows his name. Clinging to that spark of Jesus found as a young man, he stumbled into glory land. Yes, he stumbled into glory.
Bob Christensen, ladies and gentlemen. Our next song done by Bob is Dead Man.
We used to play that back in the day with the Sleight of Hand Band. It was just kind of a fun song, so we just threw it in.
Can't get any more fun than Dead Man.
Yeah.
Here we go.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
He's a dead man.
But I'm not even 6 foot underground. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
He's a dead man.
But I can still talk and walk around. The fleas on my bed are biting, but I don't feel a thing. My body is as cold as the place where she should be. She tore up my heart and stole my very soul. Left me on the wrong side of the grave where I should go. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man. But I'm not even 6 foot underground. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
He's a dead man.
But I can still talk and walk around. There's an awful ugly picture of myself in my mind. I walk among the living when the soul in me is dying. Folks in town would love to have me put away. They act just a little nervous when I walk up and say, hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
He's a dead man.
I'm not even 6 foot underground. Hello, everybody, I'm a dead man.
He's a dead man.
But I can still talk and walk around.
Well done. Now, next up is It Ain't Gonna Get Any Better, and I have a strong association with that song. And I can recall this is a part of our KKRN musical, the dinner theater and all of that, and you utilized it for that, and it worked out very successfully. Is there anything you'd like to say about this this song that you wrote?
Well, it's kind of where you end up when you make some bad choices and blow your life up, and then you move away to another state to get a fresh start, decide if you can see if you can make a living making music. And things weren't going well one day where I was living at that time, Port Townsend. So I went down on the dock and sat there and broke down and wrote this song. And then that night, my life changed.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Me too.
Yeah, it got better. But in this song, it sounds like it ain't going to get any better.
Well, it's kind of a closure song in a way. The metaphor of love is not necessarily about a woman. It's about just
life. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't gonna get any better. You'd have to be a fool to think that it might. We'll pack it up one step at a time, move it on down the line, but it ain't gonna get any better. I've ridden on the wings of a thousand dreams, never cared one way or another. When one burned out, it always seemed I'd just reach up and grab me another. Pick up my guitar, sing you a song, turn around and I'll be gone. It ain't gonna get any better. You'd have to be a fool to think that it might. We'll pack it up one step at a time, move it on down the line, but it ain't gonna get any better. Maybe it's the same wherever you go. You stick out your hand and they want your soul. Towns like this, they come and go. There's another one just down the road. Guess I'd best be moving along. Let's do another traveling song. It ain't gonna get any better. You'd have to be a fool to think that it might. We'll pack it up one step at a time, move it on down the line, but it ain't gonna get any better. Fool to think that it might. We'll pack it up one step at a time, move it on down the line, but it ain't gonna get any better. Well, hush there, lady, don't you cry. You must have known I'd say goodbye. Well, I love my freedom. When I feel tied down, it's time for leaving. Sit right there and sing along. We'll do another verse of that old song. It ain't gonna get any better. You'd have to be a fool to think that it might. We'll pack it up one step at a time, move it on down the line, but it ain't gonna get any better. It ain't gonna get any better. You'd have to be a fool to think that it might. We'll pack it up one step at a time, move it on down the line, but it ain't gonna get any better. No, it ain't gonna get any better.
So it is.
And so it was.
So it was, yes. Next song is called These Friends of Mine. Anything to say about that one?
These Friends of Mine. I'm not even remembering that one.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll refresh
your memory.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. These Friends
memory.
Of Mine, we had some good times together. Days of sunshine, days of rain. This is a, yeah. Oh, gosh. I wish I could remember the guy. It'll come to me after again.
All right. Yeah. We'll play it right now.
We'll play it, and I'll think about it.
Okay.
Or not think about it.
These Friends of Mine, we shared some good times together. Days of sunshine, days of rain. Many jobs and many towns we worked and never cared if we saw the same towns again. Then one day we weren't as young as before, and our mistakes were quite so easy to undo. But by all those roads, my friend, we'd travel down, I'm a better man for just the knowing of you. These friends of mine, they never cared about tomorrow. It was too early in the game. They'd stay a while until one day they'd get to wondering if the far side of the hill looked the same. Some they settled down along the way, and some went on as some men do. But by all those roads, my friend, we've traveled down, I'm a better man for just the knowing of you. Travel down, I'm a better man for just the knowing of you. Yes, by all those roads, my friend, we've traveled down, I'm a better man for just the knowing of you.
Okay, Bob, question, who did that one?
Ian Tyson off the Play One More album with when it was in Encilia.
Okay.
First out, I love that album to this day.
Well, it's a really good song, and I'm glad we got to play that. We're going to try to fit in what we can, and Miss Epiphone is the one I want to go with next. I know the story about it. Tell our audience.
Well, I bought Miss Epiphone summer of 1967, and she traveled with me for years and years and years. She's all beat up. She's weather checked. She's got chunks out of her, and she just still loves to play. Again, she's sitting in my son's house now.
Okay. And he's talking, ladies and gentlemen, about his guitar, Miss Epiphone.
Yes, I am.
All right.
This ain't it.
She's a Texan through and through. She picks me up when I'm feeling blue. She don't give a damn about what I've done. She stays right here, Miss Epiphone. 1967, month of July, that's when she come into my life. Been through it all, the good, the strife. Stay right here, Miss Epiphone. She loves to play all night long into the day. She loves it when I sing my guitar, Miss Epiphone. What I've done and where I've been, if I lose, if I win, if I'm right or if I'm wrong, she'll be right here, Miss Epiphone. Wood and steel, she helps me understand just how I feel. She's my best friend, she stays right here, Miss Epiphone. She loves to play all night long into the day. She loves it when I sing my guitar, Miss Epiphone. She loves to play. She'll play and play and then she'll play some more. She loves it when I sing my guitar, Miss Epiphone. This here guitar, Miss Epiphone.
All right. It was the right one, wasn't it, Derek?
Well, you know, I rearranged it when I recorded it the second time, so I'm used to hearing the second time. So I haven't listened to this album in a while, so my error. Sorry, folks.
Okay. Yeah, we don't even edit here. We just, if there's mistakes, well, we just go right with it. It doesn't matter.
It wasn't a mistake. It was just a moment of senior confusion.
Okay. All right. But great song. And we're going to try to fit in Small Town Country Boy. And Bob and I have played and sung that together quite a few times. We've enjoyed doing music together. And this is one of those songs that Bob has written, Small Town Country Boy. And I want to say that I hope you've enjoyed the Eclectic Hour. We want to thank you for lending us your ears, for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows out over the air into the right slot so they go out when they should. And tune in next week for another edition of the Eclectic Hour. And now we're going to hear Bob Christensen's Small Town Country Boy. And thank you, Bob, for being here today and sharing your music.
Well, thank you for asking.
My pleasure. Here we go.
This land, seen every town and bar, chasing a lucky star, and I want to be a small town country boy again. I left home to roam, my fortune to find. My daddy shook my hand and he wished me peace of mind. Said no matter what you do, to yourself always be true. I want to be a small town country boy again. With my suitcase in my hand and my guitar across my back, I left family and friends, and I vowed when I returned I'd be a man to make them proud. Instead I hit the ground. I want to be a small town country boy again. Learn a lifetime of losing. For every mile that you stray from to choosing. You can live your life any way. I gave up, went back to my hometown, thinking that I'd lost every friend I'd ever found. But it's the only place I've been where I'm welcome back again. It's good to be a small town country boy again.